Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen, and you're listening to the Buffering Podcast. We taped the 45th episode, which you're about to listen to, on July 31st, 2012, in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we actually had Katie Best and Alex A.J. Johnson on the show with us. Great group to have. They've both been on before. They know each other, so we're really great at bantering. So, you know, we talked about news and the Olympics and all that stuff. But, you know, we got to wander off the path and had a really fun time. One piece of news that I wanted to throw in now, because it happened the day after we taped. Amazon Instant Video released an iPad app, but have yet to release an iPhone or an iPod app. I've looked at it once. It's kind of, you know, the same way as Amazon.com, where it's hard to find things. Not really well sorted, but they have a nice selection of stuff, so it's exactly like Amazon. And, yeah. And we had a really great show. But before we get to that, I have a couple things I need to plug. For instance, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you'll find photos of our guests, a nice archive of everything we've done, episodes as well as bonus tracks like mic checks and games that we play after the show. You can also find Buffering on iTunes by searching for Buffering or by searching for my name or by Adam's name or by any of our guests' names. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast. There, basically, you'll get information about the release of episodes and bonus tracks, as well as anything that's going on with the website itself. So, yeah, that's everything. Thank you for listening to episode 45, and hope you enjoy. It's really fun.
We'll just transition nicely into the episode. I have a bit of news, by the way.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, talk about it when the episode happens.
Yeah, it's not time for
it. It's
not time for news yet.
We didn't
or
tell
maybe.
You.
Oh, I know what we're doing. Okay.
We do the soft opening now because that way it bodes for better conversation rather than the...
I remember this conversation.
Something or other.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. 22, 23, 24, 25, 20. Go ahead. Show's rolling.
Cool. Oh, okay. Yeah. You want me to just say what I got?
You have news.
Yeah. So Adam. It's been a little while since I've contributed to the news category. But producer Katie and I were dabbling on Netflix on my PS3 recently and have discovered that there is a new feature on consoles, 360, PS3, and Wii, called Max. And basically, it reminded me of... It was kind of done in the style of You Don't Know Jack, where it's like got the big text and the words coming at you, and there's an announcer behind it all doing the stuff and saying the words. And basically, it's a way to find which movie you should watch that evening. And so, you know, it introduces the game and has you pick a genre, and then it has you rate movies. And then at the end of it, it unveils which movie you're supposed to watch. And it's really cool.
I've just turned on my Xbox 360 to see what you're talking about.
I'm intrigued because funny. I have not noticed this yet on my Netflix.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It doesn't do it on PC, and I don't know if it does on Xbox 360 yet.
Yeah, it doesn't do it on PC, and we're actually not sure about 360 yet.
I was going to say, it may require... a system update that hasn't happened or some sort of title update.
Yeah,
there
was a system update recently that I got. But yeah, it's really cool and really funny, but it actually, the recommendation that it gave us the other night was Jet Li's The One, which I never would have watched had it shown up in recommendations or something like that. But based on this, it was compelling enough and funny enough where I was like, yeah, let's give The One a chance and watch Jet Li beat up other Jet Lis. It could be fun.
Was Jet Li a clone?
Actually, no. Parallel universes.
Ooh.
And transcending, not as cool as it sounds.
Oh, dang it. Well, I mean it was a Jet Li movie, so I understand.
It was a really great experience being recommended the movie, but the movie itself was kind of like... Whatever.
It would be great if no matter what you chose on there, it was just like, why don't you watch Jet Li's The One? Well, I really hate kung fu movies, and I really don't like Jet Li.
You know what you'll like?
Jet Li's The One. Yeah. Like, thanks, Netflix.
But it was a case where it was all about the medium being the message. The way that it was, the recommendation was conveyed was way better than just a list in the main screen, and that was very entertaining. And I say kudos to you, Netflix.
I'm looking forward to experimenting with this.
Okay, so you said it's Max?
Yes, just called Max.
Max.
Not two X's.
Yeah, that's the name of the host for this app thing. Bonus, whatever.
Don't know if this
thing.
Well, I tried to look it up online, and
you don't know Jack. No. Game.
God, I miss you. Don't know Jack.
Yeah.
That game was actually in the news recently because this dude contacted the people who developed the game and actually set it up so that he could propose to his now fiance through the game.
Nice.
Ooh.
So one of the questions was, you know, will you marry blah, 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 blah.
And everyone else said no, but she said yes.
They rigged it somehow. I just saw that. It's one of those things where you just kind of see the headline like, oh, that's nice. I love You Don't Know Jack. Okay, moving on. It doesn't really stick.
Yeah. Still a great game.
Yeah. They did do an iPad game, and we played that.
Yep, I remember that one.
Questions that one is yeah. A nice update.
I downloaded a PS3 demo of it not too long ago, and that was just as entertaining as the
it. Like game it, I it had a lot of more recent news type stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
it was a good game.
Just the voice actors on that are great.
Yeah,
although I will say I was always embarrassed when I was like 8 years old and I was playing with my dad and they made a penis joke. I was just like, I don't know if the, he's cool with it, so all right, cool.
Yes, it's much funnier as an adult when the jokes make sense.
Yes.
Like a DreamWorks movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shrek was funnier once I realized what was going on.
But nothing like.
I was innocent up until then.
Like your shoes, like your face.
Shrek. What a weird movie. So I have most of my news is more just kind of platform update things, kind of along the lines of how this Max thing came about. Like how Spotify is now available on Android.
Hooray!
I figured I'd bring it up because Adam, you have an Android. So
hooray! My day is made.
So you can listen to Spotify. Not much else for that.
Android. Welcome to the new world.
It's really just like something new is available on something.
Uh-huh.
Like now Hulu Plus is available on Apple TV.
Hooray!
Yay!
Programming I don't watch in the first place.
Well, I'm sure someone will make use of that.
Yeah, somebody will be happy about it.
Whoever you are.
Good for you.
I'm happy for you.
Oh my gosh, it's on my Apple TV now. I can watch all the episodes of something that's on Netflix. I mean, Hulu Plus. That was the guy. He's on the street down there.
That was the best
plug.
Shut
up, guy. You're ruining the podcast.
No, it'd be the best plug. It's like, on Netflix, Hulu Plus. Because really, it is mostly... Producer Katie said it was like Mr. Bill. It's like on his off days when he's not tuned to his regular pitch.
I have a cold. Oh no!
Mr. Bill's fat cousin subs in. Don't know.
Cousin Baron, what are you doing here?
Oh.
And since I do have my Xbox 360 on, I just went back and played Rock Band 2 for the first time in a while, which is where we created Baron and the Chocolates. Which, the joke is, we call AJ's sister the Baron. And it caught on to the point where even her grandma had referred to her as that, because it's based on Baron Harkonnen.
Yeah.
from Dune. Big guy. Look him up. And so she's called the... everyone refers to her as the Baron at this point. And so we decided to go off of our usual make some like cartoonish version of ourselves and make somebody else. And so what did we do? We made four of AJ's sister. And of course, it's horrible for us to make fun of her size, but at the same time...
I love you, by the way, if you're listening. Yes. It's not that we hate you, it's that...
This is really
you're
funny.
You're comical.
Yes. Satirical.
That's better.
She is satirical.
Yes.
And so she also, despite what you'd expect, as horrible as it is to say that, she doesn't really like chocolate, as I understand.
No, that's correct. She actually really doesn't like chocolate, which makes it all the more amusing when the Baron character loves
chocolate. And the Joe Bros.
No, she doesn't like the Joe Bros.
Well,
either.
Anymore.
Anymore. She used to.
It's a catchphrase at this point.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My ribs hurt a little bit right now. But it was just being reminded of Baron and the Chocolates.
Because it was everyone's like internal interpretation of what Baron is to them in yep. Rock Band 2 speak.
I think we may have to look at this at the end of the episode just for
I would love to.
Shits and giggles.
We could play a song as I think Baron and the Chocolates.
Was Poker Face available for Rock Band 2?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that's what we're doing. Okay. All right.
There is one on guitar that I kind of want to play that I've been wanting to play for a while. But we don't have to.
We'll see where the bonus track takes
where the
us.
Night takes us. Yes.
So getting randomly back on track.
To chocolate.
Sorry, everyone.
It's worth it. Pandora has been updated in terms of their user interface on Roku, and I say screw you, Roku, because that thing is a piece of crap.
Are you still having Roku problems?
Before, it was just Amazon Prime problems.
Now it's everything?
Now it's also Pandora, where every 2 to 3 seconds, it, like, hiccups.
Really?
It doesn't stop. It just kind of, like, it's a record that keeps jumping forward. Just that little...
Well, that's not annoying at all.
Yeah, and so every now and then, you get sick of it, because it's a song that you actually recognize, so you can't listen to it that way, and then you notice it on every single other one that you didn't even notice before.
If mm-hmm. you've got Roku problems, I pity you, son. I've got 99 problems, but Roku ain't one. Never mind. I just wanted to say that for some reason.
It was better to get no reaction, because that
broadcast.
Really showed...
Broadcast wow. that.
Yeah.
Woof. All right.
Podcast.
And speaking of Amazon Prime and all of that craziness, they have finally updated their cloud player. Like, they basically, a year and a half ago, they launched something that's just like iTunes Match and kind of comboed with the iCloud thing. But they didn't have any licenses from any of the production companies. So their limit was 250 songs and anything that you buy through Amazon would be available in this cloud. But now, like I said, a year and a half later, now four major music labels have jumped on, so now they're getting comparable to iTunes Match and iCloud, where it's about the same price, I believe it's $25 a year. So it's Amazon MP3 purchases, anything that you scan from an iTunes and Windows Media Player library, and then you can listen to it on a Kindle Fire Android device, iPhone, iPod Touch, or music from anywhere with Wi-Fi or cellular data connection. So it's like the same thing, but it doesn't just limit you to what are those Windows Media Player files? Like WMA.
Yep.
Yes, those. The bastard ones, where it's kind of an inconvenience to have them. It's like having a WAV file at this point.
Oh, yes, WAV files.
I totally forgot about that.
So now you can use that to access your, you know, some sort of cloud library. But they advertise that you can store up to 250,000 songs, whereas iCloud, the limit is 25,000 songs, not including iTunes purchases.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So it's just, you know, they're boasting that they have more space and that it's more adaptable.
Who's going to have 25,000 songs that they haven't purchased on iTunes?
Pirates.
Or even more than that, who's going to have 250,000 songs that haven't been used through Amazon or iTunes or Windows Media Player?
Space pirates.
Well, space pirates don't really use this sort of technology, you know.
Well, no, probably not.
No, they don't. They don't.
I really have to wonder who has a quarter of a million songs in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I understand that some people just don't delete stuff. Some people are file hoarders. But after a while, that gets expensive in itself to buy the storage to keep yourself going.
And not only that, I mean, if you're scanning from either iTunes or Windows Media, or you're using your Amazon account, then you have to get rid of all those files and say, okay, now you need a quarter of a million songs. I mean, that's just incomprehensible to my brain that anyone would have that many. But
No. It's not that way. Amazon is different from iTunes, where it's just the flat 250,000.
Oh, okay. All right. So it doesn't...
All combined. Okay.
Even so, I mean, unless someone takes like a voice memo dictation of their daily thoughts every day for decades.
Or like you're the owners of Pirate Bay. Like those are the two people who have enough stuff to really support it. Three people. How many people are involved with Pirate Bay? I'm just kind of guessing at this point. Because there's that mega uploads guy whose name is Kim.
I was going to say, how many people
Kim
are in that
com.
Movie?
That one. He's German.
Yeah, and crazy.
He's big pimping.
Yeah.
Good use of big pimping without actually adding the apostrophe and dropping the G, as one would normally do.
Adam went for the good delivery. I went for the white delivery.
I see. All right.
I know my limits.
Big pimping.
That is a good example of big pimping, my friend.
What ho, friend? Yes.
Now you're just making me, with what ho, it just made me think of Kermit trying to say it.
What ho.
And now I wish I could do a Kermit voice, but damned if I could.
Me too.
This ho, let's go dig in the yard and stuff.
What ho? What, that ho?
Never mind.
Ah, ho.
Never mind.
Oh, it's a
Again.
Play on words,
Never
everybody.
Mind. Never mind. Leave me alone. I don't want to be on the podcast anymore.
Okay.
So that's basically it for news. But the other thing which I'd kind of discussed with Katie and AJ before you got here was the live streaming Olympics.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have been complaining about it because a lot of people, instead of using NBC or apparently CNBC or MSNBC, they have been relying on the internet. And as a result, the quality is not that great. Picture quality, I should say.
Yeah.
And we watched a Spain versus Honduras clip, and it was really nice. You could see the red blurs running around and the white blurs running around.
what are the name of those sprinkles that you put on? Are jimmies? Like, they were little red and white jimmies.
Yep, and there
or like
was...
like hot tamales and like a Mike and Ike white equivalent.
Yep, there was like a little pixelated thing that may or may not have been a soccer ball. That was nice.
Ooh.
Could have been the ref's head for all we knew.
Yep, all on a giant green frosting background.
Oh, God, why are they kicking the ref's head around the field?
That's just barbaric. The Olympics are supposed to be civilized, God damn it.
So, one thing that's available is they have an iPad and iPhone app where you can do live streaming of events as well as, you know, clips from everything. Which I've just pulled up on screen so everyone can see, because Adam gets to see this now.
And there's some expert handball analysis, apparently.
Yes. So you can look at the full gambit of Olympic...
stuff.
Matches that are going on. Table tennis, track and field, triathlon. Blah, blah. So basically you could go through and
everything.
Pick one of these things, or you can look at the schedule.
And see when everything is on.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, neat. Oh, wait, oh, this is an actual full schedule. So field hockey was at 2 a.m. my time. So what time is it now my time? 8:45, 8:50. Mm. Oh, wait, they have it in funny time.
Yeah, see, that's for tomorrow.
Oh, this is stupid. I'm not going to use this thing. This is not intuitive at all.
Dan is not feeling this at all.
Right, I'm not liking it. And, I mean, they have this upcoming thing, and I don't think it'll let us watch any of them. So we will go to fencing, because fencing looks kind of cool at times.
I like fencing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and it's going to be... okay.
Oh, it's working
it's
now.
It's actually
just
working.
Just to prove Dan wrong, however...
Cool. It is rather blurry.
Rather pixely.
I mean, this is streaming from my phone onto my TV, at this point. So it, you know, the quality can't be 100% fantastic, but
of course the guy from the United States in fencing has a hyphenated last name. That's
how
two
adorable.
Pretentious names put together in one pretentious hyphenated name.
Okay, so
fencing is not a pretentious sport. It's just a
they did have it in the
hoity.
Movie Richie
yeah.
Rich.
Mm. They also cool. had it in a Bond movie.
Sorry. I was jumping back because I want to find a good example of why I was complaining, which is this is what happened before as well. So we have to actually go to an obscure sport for this to work.
Fencing is not an obscure sport?
Yeah.
Not enough.
You want to get one that's live streaming?
Equestrian, yeah.
Okay, so we'll do a replay of this one.
Disco?
No disc golf.
There's no disc golf.
Oh, what if there was disc golf in the Olympics? That'd be pretty
we
cool.
We wouldn't be
that
able
be
to
cool.
even... qualify.
Right. It would just be people throwing
okay, this thing hates me because it wants to prove me wrong constantly.
It would just be people throwing the disc from the tee into the basket.
You mean it would be the discus throw? Like shot put?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Only with lighter discs and a basket.
And a basket.
I got it to work again. It's only a handball right now.
Dan tricked it into exposing itself to the liar it is.
So, even though most of it's being broadcast on NBC, where you'd imagine it's an over-the-air station that you could pick up. Yeah, you can kind of pick up the bugs outside. Sorry.
Stay with me here.
No, I know. So, NBC, you'd think you could get just anything for free, so you'd expect them just to broadcast everything. But they also use CNBC and MSNBC, which means that you need to have a cable account. So it has asked me to select my TV provider, and it just gives me a list of everything. Comcast, Time Warner Cable, DirecTV, Dish, Verizon, Cox, Charter, AT&T, UVerse, Optimum, Insight, Suddenlink, MediaCom, Cable One, and so on. So it goes on and on.
Wait, just keep scrolling down, because those are all the logos, and then we just get into the actual
Yeah, then we get into obscure, which actually...
Are you...
Wait.
Is Frontier on
wow.
there?
Wow.
Wait. Passed it.
You passed it. Hey, there's Frontier.
Frontier.
There's Frontier.
Which I don't even know what this is.
Oh, there is one that's just called Grande.
They do have the right
Welcome
logo.
Welcome to Grande Network.
I just have no idea what this is. And then there's this get temporary pass thing, which I just didn't check out because it seems sketchy enough where something bad would happen to me.
Like having your internet connection stabbed in a dark alley?
Yeah.
Having your internet connection's kidneys removed and then finding your internet connection in a bathtub full of ice.
Full of ice. In Mexico.
In Mexico.
Why, internet connection? Why were you so silly?
Thank you for using Grande to watch the Olympics.
We thank you for your internet kidneys.
So, of course, you know, I have no idea what ones I was selecting on the list, so I might have been hitting the gold ones that they are... contractually obligated to show.
Dude, check out boxing. Let's see what's going on there.
Your kidneys will be used to support Mexico's Olympic team. Hooray! In the London 2012 Olympics.
Let's do this one. Oh, boxing got it too.
Apparently boxing is also a special sort of thing.
Oh well.
But I was going to jump off.
How about badminton?
Badminton? But I was going to ask while we troll through this as we are, is anyone actually seeking out the Olympics at all this summer?
It's been
forced
upon me.
I haven't had time since they started, actually. Just been busy.
I've actually watched them a little bit.
Ooh, do tell.
Was
it more of a you turn on the TV and there it was, or did you intentionally seek out something?
I did intentionally seek out something.
The screen just froze for a second here.
I was Adam's trying to use the force and it wasn't working.
Remember, the force only works on the weak-minded and iPads are not weak-minded.
Ah, yeah, okay.
It's true.
The Olympics!
The Olympics! We watched it on Saturday.
Hi-o!
You know, I was just getting highlights because it couldn't hold my attention all that well. But I saw Michael Phelps like just totally get his butt handed to him by another American, which was highly entertaining.
Yeah. It's all the pot he's smoking.
Fishboy was not Fishboy.
Well, he just got, his 19th medal today, giving him the world record in most medals, if not gold medals.
I believe.
Or good medals. Yeah, I think. Something medals.
Good medals?
I wasn't sure how he did today.
Oh. I think he, on one of the things that he got a medal on where he is either 18 or 19, was not a win, but it was a medal.
Right. That was.
Number five gets the lead medal.
That was Sunday, because he got.
It's a base medal. It's no big deal.
Well, congratulations, Michael Phelps. You broke the record.
Who has?
Because I think it's overall medals. I don't think it's.
Yeah, it's
gold
overall
medals.
It must be.
Who has the most gold medals right now?
I don't know.
I don't know at all.
I actually heard this morning who was fighting for it, and I don't.
Countries,
not people. Countries.
Yeah, you're wondering about. Countries.
Oh, you mean as of?
Yeah, like which countries are
as of now-ish.
Okay.
I can't remember. And apparently, the beach volleyball team. Is favored to win or something.
That's nice.
Those chicks.
Yeah.
And gymnastics is weird to watch.
Gymnastics is terrifying.
China's got the most right now?
China.
Oh, yep. China, followed by the United States. Wow, China's got 13 gold medals right now.
Impressive.
Yeah,
rocking everybody.
Not even.
We're right behind them in totals, but not in gold medals.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense. China having such a large population, they have a much larger talent pool to draw from.
Well, what's
they have more
is
electoral colleges than us.
That's true. And they have summer.
Ah.
Are you saying we don't?
What?
After the July we've experienced, are you saying we don't have summer?
We had
a
record July in the Twin Cities, because this is the first time in history where every day in the month of July was 80 plus.
Wow.
I believe that.
It's been summer here.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of summer.
Just saying.
We were just wondering about that one. Thank you, though.
So Michael Phelps, officially most medals ever?
Yes. That is his world record set today.
I'm still...
It's just swimming.
Oh, it was... Well,
it was today.
Set today. That works.
In like a relay.
Yeah, because that was how he got the other one on Sunday was a relay.
He's a team player.
Good for him.
Is he? Oh, I don't know.
Well, there's
they got medals.
Pretty much the only Olympics that I've sought out and watched that I've had time to watch was the... Pretty much when I started watching the opening ceremonies when they were like halfway through parading all of the countries and the athletes. And so I caught the end of it and watched Queen Elizabeth say... I hereby declare the Olympic Games open. And
did you notice, like, there's a great photo of her floating around where she just looks so furious.
You mean when she jumps out of the helicopter?
No, not that one.
Okay.
Before that, I think.
Which was actually
a 40-something-year-old man I learned on the radio this morning.
Yes.
She's just sitting there looking absolutely irate during the Parade of Nations. And there's a great little caption under it that's just, think of all the countries I used to own.
I did hear something like that.
Mine.
It's like,
exactly.
Not mine anymore. Not mine anymore. God damn it. At least I've still got South Africa. Oh, wait. Son of a bitch.
Aw. Poor Queen Lizzie.
Bringing the Olympics all the way back to streaming.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Who?
Is that what this is about?
Please continue,
dot,
Katie.
Dot, dot. My other, piece of information that I learned, I think yesterday morning, was that only 16% of working folks were planning to stream the Olympics or keep track of the Olympics while they were at work. And everyone was quite shocked that it was that low.
Well, they've been ramming it down my throat at work. I can't seem to escape from it.
Well, I mean, people having it like on a separate screen or in
right,
a different
like it's
tab
up, you
or
know,
something.
Like I work on an iMac and it's got this huge screen, so I could have it up in the corner and just kind of be watching.
Yes,
whatever.
But who really wants to watch the men's gymnastics when you're trying to go over accounts? That's just distracting.
I feel like the number would be higher for winter versus summer, despite
I agree
the
with
fact
you.
That. Summer has the long-standing, I've been here longer.
Roughly.
Winter has a bigger draw to it because, I mean, most of the things are pretty similar, but it's...
Bobsledding!
It seems more dangerous.
Snow.
But well, does the Winter Olympics have more draw to just us Minnesotans? Have you ever asked somebody that doesn't live
They
here?
Go bobsledding in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's right.
They do.
There was a John Candy movie about it. Mm-hmm. I saw it.
I don't know. I just thought it was interesting because it never even crossed my mind. But they were to even think about streaming it at work. But they were talking about how it probably has something to do with the recession and how everyone's just happy to have jobs. So
yeah, I was going to say, I'm doing work while I'm at work.
Right.
I'm not.
I'm going to look like I am.
Yeah, I really, just kidding. The nature of my job completely prevents me from watching the Olympics in any form. So if I want to watch the Olympics, I got to do it on my own time.
Yeah, and I'm actually taken to avoiding our break room because they always have the Olympics on and it's just...
Provide your own color commentary. Yeah.
Well, see, I did that the other day because there was the women's 200-meter swimming and there were some technical issues with it, if I remember correctly.
Is that the one where they showed her...
Like, one of the swimmers just went and everyone else just sort of hung around and was like, are we supposed to go?
Oh.
Or... Yeah, essentially what happened was...
A false start, basically?
Well, see, the announcer is supposed to say, on your mark, and then there is a bing, or a sort of, and then everyone jumps in the water and does their thing. But there wasn't a, on your mark, it just went, and one of the swimmers went, and all the other swimmers were like sitting on their blocks going... what's
we're
her
starting
problem?
Now?
Were we supposed to go?
This isn't how this is supposed to go.
I mean, I didn't get my voice guy. I just got a, and so, yeah. But yeah, it was, I mean, so there was plenty of humor to be had in that, but otherwise I just find it so boring.
There's also an NBC snafu where in one of the women's swim meets, the gold medalist was announced, like, midway through the actual race. Or something like that. Like, it just, like, cut to her, like, whole... No, it showed her winning her medal and, like, waving, and then later in the day it showed the race.
Oh, that... Well,
it happened kind of out of order.
Well, whoops. I know that they've been, like, rebroadcasting stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
it was because
of that.
The
day, but
they had it that far
I
off.
I feel like I did whoops. Hear about that, though, because it was like, it's not like we don't know who's going to win.
You can check the Intertron. It will tell you.
There are favorites, but that's kind of the cool thing about the Olympics is dreams can happen. And
for instance, Honduras beat Spain today in soccer, which is cool.
That is cool.
Because I hate Spain, so suck it.
But what about Charles Puyol?
I love Puyol. You know I love him and his Renaissance hair, but I'm just so sick of Spain.
I can
for the rest of us.
I can appreciate that they are better than everyone as it stands in terms of recent matches, but it is nice to see them out of the mix for a while.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss Puyol's hair, though.
Though
he'll be back.
Yeah, he will.
It is the perfect time to switch over to Movie Bluff, but before we do that...
Indeed. I want to remind you that you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right.
I was kind of zoning in and out of different voices that time, I think.
I found it highly entertaining.
Of different feels of ways to say the words. Thank you, Dr. Pepper.
It was a multiple character radio ad. It was nice. But what I did is, since I've been missing so many times for these lead-ins to Movie Bluff, for some reason, when Katie got here, I said, AJ, I'm delegating this task to you. You must come up with the first thing for Movie Bluff. And he said, yes. And then we talked for a second and he changed it, but he had one confirmed before everything started. So I was thinking we start with whatever he says, go to Katie and follow
rock
the circle.
Cool.
So AJ, what did you come up with?
Well, because I know that Katie, I think, went through and decided to watch every single one of his movies at one point. Johnny Depp.
No.
Movie.
softball.
Maybe.
I said it was going to be a lob.
Yeah. Oh.
I greatly appreciate
and
that.
Starting with an actor instead of a movie. Yes. I like this. I like this.
Let's see. Let's go with Corpse Bride. Movie.
Good call.
I haven't seen Corpse Bride, so.
Well, it's a Tim Burton
I appreciate. I appreciate you just.
It's very
setting
true.
It to
I,
me.
That helped me.
Set.
Yep.
Set. So.
In true Olympic fashion.
It's kind of a good point across the board, realistically.
Mm-hmm. I will say Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl movie.
Damn. Jeffrey Rush isn't a movie.
Yes. Well, damn, he is. Shit.
Yet.
Give him time.
We can dream.
I wonder if the fan letters are working.
I know I've said
Jeffrey
mine
Rush, the movie.
Please make a Jeffrey Rush the movie. I love him.
Oh, wait, Johnny Depp movie, that's right. Edward Scissorhands. And I'll say movie. Oh, and before you say something, do you know about the trilogy rule?
Yes, I do. That's
Katie,
why.
Katie, do you know about
yes.
the... Okay, just checking. It's relevant.
What do you think?
I am thinking at the moment. We will go with... It's another Johnny Depp movie?
Yes.
Jesus.
there's some good things out there that you can tap into.
I will go with Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
Cast.
All right.
Ooh, let's see.
Because there are some really good ones in there.
There are
Ooh,
some good ones
I
in
got
that
mine.
One.
I do too.
Okay, well, I'm going to take... am I going to say her name right? Helena Bonham Carter?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yes.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Granddaughter of former Prime Minister Herbert Asquith. Anyway, continue.
Thank you.
Huh.
Cast.
Also cast. Okay.
Also cast.
And I would let you Whoa. Pass if you started singing.
I wouldn't.
The other reason I mentioned that is because you mentioned Sweeney Todd earlier today.
Yes, I did.
In A Little Priest, and I've had that song stuck in my head ever since.
See, okay. and that was what I was going to say next, but I was actually going to say Have a Little Priest. I mean Sweeney Todd.
I mean that.
Here is my answer.
I haven't heard that in ages.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes, you had mine.
Movie.
Yeah.
I will go with Hugo. Huh? But now I'm wondering if it's... Emily dragged me to that one, but it was an Oscar-nominated for everything movie, so I'm trying to size it up whether or not you've seen it. Because...
Just go with it. It's fine.
I could say movie just as easily and then, you know, write for the pickin'.
We are past the softball stage.
I'll just say cast.
We have hacky sacked it.
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
Movie.
This could go anywhere.
Yes, it could.
But I have my answer.
So many good answers.
Good reference on news radio.
Everyone's missing the very lost look on my face.
Katie, I gave you two really good lobs. I can't give you a third one. I'm sorry.
I know.
Martin Scorsese, director.
All right, well, I have no choice but to call your bluff.
We will go with Lucky Number 11.
That's what I had. So Katie's out, and now it's Lucky Number 11.
Cast.
To Adam.
I believe
this is a good cast.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, what, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't know if I've got 5
total, counting Sir Ben Kingsley
and his not hair.
Yes, I think 5 overall.
Oh crap. Okay.
Maybe.
Oh wait, I do have 5. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gonna admit this is a shot in the dark, because you should already be able to tell. Brad Pitt movie?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
No. But you need to get his friends in there.
Can I do? Is it to me then?
No, no. It's he was not able to do it, so now I am in charge of answering it.
Okay.
So, I can picture his face, and Josh Hartnett movie.
Oh. You had to go with Josh Hartnett, did you?
Well, he is a Minneapolis boy.
It's true. See, I'm tempted to go Magic Mike, but I haven't seen that movie. Oh, wait, no, that's Channing Tatum. Never mind.
So, I was like, he's not in that.
I'm going to go with Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor. Love it.
Cast.
Ben Affleck. Movie, I guess.
if there is such a thing as a Ben Affleck movie, I suppose. Dogma.
I knew you were going to say Dogma.
Well, what else am I going to say? I mean, I'm not a huge Ben Affleck fan. So then we go...
I have something to admit.
What do you have to admit?
I still haven't seen Dogma.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's good. It's just not like... It's any of us are horrible people who demand that other people do
it's
things.
It's not like...
Cast.
Cast?
Unless it's Clue. Yep.
Jason Lee movie.
Oh, a Jason Lee movie.
Couple options, including one I just recently watched.
Shit.
And had a good discussion about it, too.
We can do TV shows, too, right?
We can.
Okay. My Name is Earl Cast.
Ethan Suplee movie.
You win.
He was in Remember the Titans.
I don't know Remember the Titans.
And American History X.
Who was he in?
He was the big friend.
Was he?
Yeah. It he's the same guy.
Oh, the big friend.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
All right. Point to Dan. That was a good round.
That was good.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, you were out first, yes?
Yes.
Yes, you were.
She was.
And it is on you to start, and it goes to AJ first.
She's giving me the death glare. I don't know how I feel about this.
Taylor Thomas movie.
What's with the groans? There are so many.
Yeah, I know.
Home Improvement. Cast.
Oh my god, what is his name? If I was going to be an asshole, this would be the time to do it.
You're not going to do The Neighbor Behind the Fence.
No, he does. I just remember that Al, whatever his name was, he did Family Feud for a little while.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's really mean. But
that's unfair.
I'll say Tim Allen movie.
Good call.
Well... Which Tim Allen movie do I want to do?
Well, while he's thinking, producer Katie, what is that guy's name, if you don't mind?
So many good Tim Allen movies out there.
Beard.
So
he had a great beard too.
Oh, you know who I could have said?
Who could you?
Bob Vila.
Oh yeah!
And the round is over.
And finish.
It'd be this old house, and that's it. Al.
Al.
Isn't it Al? What's the name of his buddy?
It was
it
Al.
Might be Al.
Al Borland.
Might be Al.
Al. Yes, thank
it
you.
It was Al.
So, Toy Story 2.
Yes.
Cast.
Tom Hanks movie.
Tom
Hanks. Thanks.
There are options.
I was like, he's been in roughly a billion movies. You can
I know,
probably
but I
it
don't
out.
Like Tom Hanks.
That doesn't mean you don't know what movie he's in.
I know, but I'm just trying to pick one that has some decent options to it.
Fun fact, Tom Hanks and I have the same size hands.
How do you know that?
Grumman's Chinese Theater.
I was going to say, I'm like, did you put your hands in the...
Yeah.
He also collects typewriters.
That's
I
cool.
I don't collect typewriters, but cool.
Apollo
well, honestly,
13.
Do you have the space?
Cast.
Kevin Bacon.
No.
Movie?
I didn't mean to bring it to Kevin Bacon. Damn it. Bacon. I thought you'd go with Ed Harris.
No, I was trying to think of Lieutenant Dan. Yeah, but I was like, his name,
what's
I never
Lieutenant
can.
Dan's name?
Bacon. I like bacon. But do I like Kevin Bacon?
No, you shouldn't. If you know what's good for
I
you.
I just like regular okay. type bacon.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Al Borland. Thank you.
Okay, so kids at home, she was naming the...
The guy who
guy
played Al.
Richard Karn.
Improvement. Yeah. So, so I'm naming a Kevin Bacon movie.
If you have to.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh, but there are so many that...
I know.
That are, right. are good.
Tremors.
Wow.
Movie.
Oh, thank God.
I spared you.
Another Kevin Bacon
movie. I was like,
Bacon
are
movie.
You kidding?
Not Tremors.
Footloose movie.
Ooh.
Damn it! I Come wanted on. Cast on that.
Yeah, me too.
Another Kevin Bacon movie. Can I say the new X-Men movie without knowing the exact title of it?
No, because we're not allowed to released. Do ones that haven't.
It has been released. Kevin Bacon was the bad guy in the...
I'm sorry. I thought you were
I think it was X-Men Origins or X-Men First Class cast. There we go.
There you go.
James McAvoy movie?
James McAvoy. Who did he play in First Class?
He was Professor X.
Yeah.
What he said?
Oh. Oh,
you know,
cool.
That guy.
Okay.
I'm paralyzed.
I know not, I've seen him in other things.
Let's not make fun of Professor X's paralysis. That's not funny.
No, I was acting like James McAvoy.
Sorry, really. James McAvoy. That was mean.
Yeah. He was good in that movie that I can name and that other one. And that other one.
Man, you guys are jerks.
And,
Jimmy McAvoy. Jimmy McAvoy, everyone.
Oh,
crap. Come on, brain.
Function.
Think. Think, brain, think.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Good dog.
I got nothing. I've got nothing. You're bluffing.
I'm not. He was in Wanted.
Yes, he was.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he was.
And with that, we will throw it to cast, Katie. Did you see Wanted?
No.
Why?
The bullet...
I'm curving bend thing. Bullets around shit.
You can't really bend bullets. They proved it on Mythbusters.
It's true.
Thank you, Mythbusters.
Though
comic
they still,
books
they still
are
haven't,
not real life.
They still haven't done the Titanic test, which pisses me off.
The Titanic test?
Yeah, where Rose was on that giant piece of wood, yeah. And like so many people have taken pictures of themselves organizing two people evenly into that space.
It's just because Rose was a bitch.
No, it's your man. Don't worry about it. You just hang out there.
But wasn't it that it submerged in the water? With two people
with
on
With one
it?
Test, they didn't really feel it out. They were very rash with his
true.
Execution.
Just remember, this was Leo back in the day. Like, he couldn't have weighed that much.
It's true.
He probably weighed less than I do now in that movie.
Most likely, which is saying something.
Yeah, because I'm a skinny guy.
So, Katie. Cast
Bluff.
Angelina Jolie. Movie.
There you go.
To AJ.
Okay, all right.
I thought the Mythbusters test you were thinking of was what sound a guy makes when he falls off the back of the Titanic and hits the propeller.
Dung.
I
Which
don't think that's
was
quite
pretty
right.
good in 3D, I gotta say.
Though I will say, recently I listened to, Titanic was on somewhere somehow and I was made privy to it. But it made me run home and download the song that they play on the quartet at the end, where it's like, it's been a pleasure playing with you. And it's just like that weird song. It got stuck in my head, and I couldn't get rid of it.
You were
really
morbid?
No, I wanted it out of my head, because it's a song that they play when the Titanic goes down.
Yeah.
And I wanted it out of my head. It was stuck, so I had to listen to it to get rid of it.
Oh, all right.
Have you never done
that? Yeah.
I suppose.
It's catharsis.
It doesn't really work for me, though. It's still in my head.
But we're back to...
Angelina Jolie. Movie. I think.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Cast.
Some asshole. Moving statue thingy?
Nope.
Oh, wait. I think the one that I actually saw of the two was the second one. Where was it? It was the one with the Orby thing. I don't know if anyone's ever seen those movies.
I just know the cast. Uh-huh. I know there's one particular member of the cast.
I honestly couldn't get past her breasts, so...
I think a lot of people have difficulty getting past that.
Okay, well, you have me intrigued. Who is it?
I'm sorry, who's boobs?
John Voight. Her actual father played her fake father.
I had no idea.
Yep. John Voight's boobs?
Yes, John Voight's boobs.
Wow.
That's what I heard.
They're pretty distracting.
So, AJ has a point, I have a point. Adam, you were the first one out this round.
I was.
It starts with you and it heads my way.
James McAvoy got you. So many good options.
I know. I was just completely drawing a blank. I can't explain it because I do remember that he was in Wanted. But to start this one, I would like to say Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie.
It was probably better that I didn't say Last King of Scotland as my other James McAvoy. Just to bring that up, because I don't think that would have played over well.
I would have got... I could have got one
That's
out of
what
that.
He did. Thank you.
And Arthur Christmas.
Yes.
I could have gone on Last King of Scotland.
I know, but I mean, it was still the... I tried to go for the
and
larger...
Atonement and Chronicles of Narnia and...
Oh!
Yeah, he was Mr. Tumnus.
Oh!
He was also in... oh my God. What's it called?
He was in X-Men First
the war.
Class.
Wow.
Atonement.
That's Atonement.
Yeah. You guys are just...
The TV... Band of Brothers.
Oh, did not know that
what?
One.
He wasn't in Band of Brothers,
yes,
was he?
Yes, he was.
He was.
Private James W. Miller. No,
thank
shit.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, so sorry.
Okay, yeah.
What
so
did he say?
He said
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Needed a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send this back the way it should have gone a
Take
couple
go.
Questions before and say Third Rock from the Sun cast.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with John Lithgow movie.
I love John Lithgow.
I do too. He's
Me
my
too.
Favorite. You can't say that one episode of Doug Loves Movies. Because that was a really good episode.
That was.
Oh, God.
I know
God,
what I would
I love
say.
John Lithgow.
I know what I would
what
say.
What is.
I know.
I have a good,
I like only
horrible
see
out.
Him in. Oh. Matt.
What?
Apparently, he was in a sheep movie, or you have an
answer. Actually, there were sheep in there somewhere.
I know what
I'd go. I have, yeah, there's a very easy one to Christ. Go on this one that I think
yes.
Adam is waiting for.
Leap year.
Hold on.
I know I'm waiting.
Come on.
Cat movie.
Yay.
There you go.
Wait. I think I might have an answer for that one.
Adam, do it.
Harry and the Hendersons. But I'll keep it going. Movie.
You know, Harry and the Hendersons is $5 at Target right now.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I've been seriously tempted every time I walk past it.
It might be worth it just for the scene where Bigfoot bonks his head on the roof of the van and then he's sticking his head out the side going,
Oh, John Lithgow. I never thought they'd make a movie where John Lithgow dealt with a Bigfoot, but you know what? God damn it, they did, and it was wonderful.
Okay, so this is not my answer, but this is interesting. Technically, he could be credited for the one of the Super Bowls.
Oh,
because it was like a crossover from the Super Bowl into the. Wow, my voice is cracking a lot tonight. It was a cut from the Super Bowl into Third Rock from the Sun, where apparently there's a plot. With the Super Bowl and something going on underneath it or something.
Nice.
I just remember it happening. But I will say... Dexter cast.
Dexto cast. Dexto cast. So to be clear, is that the entire
It's the run of the show.
The entire yep. show?
All
right.
Yep, all encompassing.
Jimmy Smits movie.
Ah.
She's giving me the death look again.
I'm sorry, I've had a lot of practice with that look today.
I know you have. Jimmy Smits. I love Jimmy Smits.
Gosh.
The Grudge? No.
New.
Fail. So, love?
You know what? We will just go. I was going to be really, really mean and say the Jane Austen book club, but I'm going to be nice and say Revenge of the Sith to Adam.
Okay.
So it's going to be a cast, I suppose.
There
but
you
now
go.
We can't use Star Wars again.
For this round.
For this round.
For this point.
The prequels.
I think Star Wars itself should be one big encompassing.
Because there is
yeah,
that,
I don't know.
That
I
moment.
Would totally break it into two.
There is that moment in Jedi where what's his name shows up in the crappy version.
That's right.
There's a crossover.
And James Earl Jones sort of did the Vader voice at the end of Revenge of the Sith. So.
No.
Whoa, that was kind of crazy.
God, we're cool.
You gave me an answer, but you know that I know.
I know you weren't
going to
go with
things.
That one. So. I mean, you could.
So,
actually, please use that one.
That would be fun.
I have an answer for that one.
I do too. I have a really good answer for that one.
Okay, I want to see where you're going to go with this then. James Earl Jones movie,
The Sandlot.
Yes,
cast.
That's exactly where I want you to go.
Cast of Sandlot. What was that fat kid's name? We just had this discussion. I think we had this discussion the last time I was on here.
Bone who gives the s'mores tutorial?
The Catcher.
Yeah, totally him.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not remembering any of the adults in that movie. Apart from James Earl Jones. So, you're bluffing.
I'm going to go out on a limb, because I kind of guessed at this, but if you could please verify, producer Katie, that the main kid's dad or stepdad, whatever his role was, I think was Kevin Bacon.
And this is the Sandlot one.
Yes.
I can't remember what his dad is. It was his stepdad.
It
might have been Kevin Bacon.
I think
you
it
might
was.
Be right.
Actually, now that
I
you say that.
I don't think that it was Kevin Bacon.
Come on.
Just
Kevin
saying.
Kevin Bacon. Where's the answer?
Funny news.
Is Kevin Bacon in the movie at all?
Yes!
No.
Yes!
If you wouldn't mind humoring, well.
Who did? Okay, yep. She can check who did play the stepdad, but we can't know that yet.
So how does that work now?
So I got it wrong.
I called your bluff. So do I just get to start now?
I thought you get a point.
You continue where...
It's because Adam's still in.
It left off. He attempted Kevin Bacon but was wrong.
But he called my bluff on it, so it's almost like he'd have to do another James Earl Jones because he called my bluff on trying to say The Sandlot.
Yeah.
So it'd be another James Earl Jones movie.
I think he's right. Yes, and I'm going to go with Dr. Strangelove cast.
Dr. Strangelove.
He is in it. Trust me, I know this for a 100% fact. He is in it.
Huh?
Is the stepdad's name Bill?
Bill Pullman?
No, in The Sandlot, the stepdad Bill.
I don't know.
That's
oh my god, it was Dennis Leary!
Dennis Leary was the stepdad in The Sandlot. Just
not
filling
Kevin
you in
Bacon.
On what producer Katie was saying there.
Somebody who's
they
usually
look
very
similar.
Angry.
They look similar.
Angry.
So.
Anyway,
so
Dr. Strangelove, what year did that come out?
1960.
No, it's a late 60s, I'm going to say.
Stanley Kubrick.
Wow.
Stanley Kubrick directed...
Okay, Dr. Strangelove.
Or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Got two answers for this. I wish I was in this round.
I know. I've got two very good answers for this.
Cary Grant movie.
No, Cary Grant wasn't in it.
Confirmed, Cary Grant was not in that movie.
Peter Sellers.
Slim Pickens.
Michael C. Scott.
Ooh.
Well, I'm not well versed in classic movies.
We need to watch it because you would enjoy that movie.
It's really good.
Slim Pickens is great in that.
Because then we could go on to Blazing Saddles.
This isn't Blazing Saddles. Wait, damn it, I don't start, so we can't do Blazing Saddles. Son of a bitch.
Yes, so...
And it's George C. Scott.
George C. Scott, I'm sorry. I said Michael Scott. The Office.
Oh, dear.
But I'd say Peter Sellers would have been my first one.
So AJ has 2 points, I have a point, and, you know, it's just about that time where it worked to wrap up, so...
Indeed.
AJ, you got 2 points, so congratulations for winning the game.
Hooray!
Do you have anything that you're involved in that's going on Friday or thereafter that you'd like to plug?
Nothing.
And you're not on Twitter?
Nope.
Thanks for keeping it short.
Yeah, I try.
Cool. Katie, how about you?
I believe the Powderhorn Art Fair? There's an art fair this weekend.
Uptown Art Fair.
Is Uptown this weekend too? That's not the one I was referring to, but... I think it's Powderhorn.
Mm.
Is that a neighborhood?
Could be.
I think so. Anyway,
it sounds like a thing.
Should be a sweet art fair going on there. My friend Ashley Beard will be displaying her wares. I don't know. I think that's all I got right now.
There is a powderhornartfair.com, so I'm going to believe that there's something out there.
Yeah, I think that's
they
right.
They say in Powderhorn, Missouri.
There's I'm a like, thing Powderhorn happening. Seems like such a weird name now
that's
that I say
an art
that
fair,
loud.
It is the 4th and 5th.
All right.
Saturday, Sunday.
There you go. Go check it out.
And then you're on Twitter.
I have a Twitter account, yes.
Close enough.
I'm not actually on Twitter, but... Ever.
You have access.
I have access. You know, people want to be friends with me, and I get emails, and I go,
She has a presence on Twitter.
I do. It no longer says that I'm an art student, so, and living in Duluth, I figure that was a pretty good upgrade.
Yep, that's progress. Progress for you.
Adam, how about you?
I suppose I could say that... Producer Katie and I will be going to a car show this weekend, Saturday morning, featuring everything from classic cars in the American category and overseas categories to hot new cars that just came out, like Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Porsches and
where is
pretty
this?
Much you name it. You can find it there. It's Saturday morning, and they're usually done by 11 a.m., so it's pretty early. It's in Chanhassen. It's right by... You'll find it right off the street where... That's right by Prince's recording studio, actually.
Oh, yes.
It's over by Autobahn.
Yeah, Autobahn. Autobahn is actually the street that you turn on.
Oh, yeah, all right. So it's the street that has it, yeah.
Well, if there's a 56 Corvette, somebody take a picture and send it to me.
Guaranteed. So, yeah, it's really cool, really fun. If nothing else, it's amazing to just ogle at the garage spaces that some of these people have where they keep their cars. Because they are bigger than most people's houses.
I've seen some like that. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
In a way.
And awesome. But, yeah, there are just so many things to look at, and it's really neat. And lots of interesting characters. To talk to as well. So, yeah, that's my main plug for a fun thing to do. Minnesota Renaissance Festival is coming up at the end of August through the beginning of October. And I'm on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. And I'm on Last.fm at Adman7. And, yeah, I guess that's it for now. Dan, what do you got?
As I mentioned before, the Minneapolis Uptown Art Fair is going from the 3rd to the 5th. Basically, if you try to drive into Uptown this weekend, good luck, because anything east of, Hennepin and Lake is just going to be insane.
Well, yeah.
More or less. So
even Lake, don't they close Lake there before Hennepin? usually?
Well, it's like that's the T.
That's the T, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's once you try to get into
Don't try
uptown.
And come anywhere near Lake and Hennepin in a car.
Yes.
This weekend.
So that it, I mean, they have cool stuff there though. So check it out. Just
it's really
finagle
fun to
a
look
way
at.
To get there. Yeah, stuff's expensive because people.
Like I said, it's fun
it's
to look
uptown.
At.
Well, no, it's not. It's not just
consistent.
Uptown.
No, it's not
it's,
uptown.
It's also art fair pricing. So it's something.
And there's a certain
has markup.
There's a certain group of artists that frequent Art on the Lake and Uptown Art Fair and Edina Art Fair that are kind of this like group, and Uptown is by far the most expensive one, I think.
Mm.
So
because it's Uptown
and it's like the hardest one to get into, thus they can
well because they pack it into however many blocks.
Right.
Like, it's huge.
It is huge.
It spans
bring a lot of water.
Yeah.
I just remember it being hot whenever I've gone to the Uptown Art Fair. Oh, but usually the Loring Art Fair is going on the same weekend.
Loring Park?
Yeah. I don't know if it is this year, but a lot
of
times
I think
it
it's
the time.
Weekend after because Julia Schmidt was on the show and she sings in the Target Corporation Choir. And I think we looked at it as like the 12th through the 14th for Loring. I could be making that up, but it just sounds really
I might be able
authentic.
To go to Loring.
So there's that, and then I will be at.
I was like, wait.
Packers family night at Lambeau Field on Friday. So if you're hearing about this, you probably are missing the event. Oh, I am going to something that I need to look up on Facebook because I told him I'd promote it, even though it'll also be on Friday. I will be in De Pere, Wisconsin. At midnight on Friday for a Friday a midnight movie, and it is something. If my internet was faster, which seems weird to say, I don't know. There's a midnight movie going on in De Pere, Wisconsin. I believe it's $3. Contact John Egan. I told him I'd wrangle people into it. So go to that. Go to Lambeau Field. That's cool. And yes.
Teacher.
Yes.
The Loring Art Fair is this weekend.
Oh, it is. Good for it, too.
So that one's actually a smaller, more quaint, lower-priced art fair that's just down Hennepin from the Uptown Art Fair. And I really enjoy going to that show. And I guess I do have to plug Wii Fest is this weekend. I know this because I will be in Detroit Lakes.
Is that like Nintendo Wii?
No.
Oh.
It's like...
Just a whole bunch of people playing Wii Sports together.
It's a large country music festival, outdoor festival, at the grounds where the 10,000 Lakes Festival used to be.
Ah.
Okay.
So it
so
gave,
if you like country music, you're missing out.
You gave me enough time to find it. It's at the De Pere Cinema in De Pere, Wisconsin, Beast from Haunted Cave, $3, and they serve beer and food as well. So, I'm going to be checking that out.
Been wanting to see Beast from Haunted Cave.
Leonard Maltin gave Beast from Haunted Cave 1.5 stars, which is pretty good, things considered.
And you can find me on Twitter by going to @DanLWhelan, W-H-E-L-A-N. And that's all we have for this week. So, thank you for listening to episode 45. Thank you guys for being on the show.
45.
And make sure to listen in to our bonus track where we will play with... Baron and the Chocolates.
Yeah, Baron and the Chocolates coming at you.
Yeah. So make sure to check that out, and we'll see you next week.